Brad Davidson, good morning.
Yeah, morning TK, morning Loz, how are we?
Yeah, extremely well. Bit of a setback for Red Verdon.
Yeah, these internationals, they're not having any luck whatsoever, are they? It's just like either being ruled out of the race or having setbacks, you know, in the week leading up to the Cup. There's been several of them that haven't had a smooth run. And we heard yesterday, of course, Red Verdon, this horse that comes with pretty good form overseas, form around Magic Circle. The Quiz of Maori ran 11th in the Caulfield Cup. Just got a long way back there in that slowly run race. But he'll have an official vet exam today, and we'll know more about that, about this Ed Dunlop train runner. He threaded a plate at Werribee yesterday and obviously got that bruised heel. So not the ideal lead-in. He's, you know, missing a bit of work, of course, and I'm guessing that vet exam today will be all crucial to see whether he'll take his place in the field come Tuesday.
What's the latest with Damien Oliver after he injured his leg on Wednesday down there at Bendigo?
Yeah, well, I expect him to be able to take his rides tonight at this stage. I believe that's the likely scenario. Just looking on Ryser at the moment, he's still listed as a jockey down there, so no news there. And he spent the day on Thursday waiting through cold water and a bit to ease that bruising of his foot. He suffered that on at Bendigo on Wednesday when his left foot hit his left foot on that gate as Lucky Fish went out of the mounting yard for the last race. So, of course, he limped back to the jockey's room complaining of swelling and bruising, but I believe he's getting on top of that. He's expected to ride at the Valley tonight and, of course, take his ride to Flemington on Derby Day as well, which he's been a very successful jockey in on that day in the past.
Well, talking about successful jockeys, premiership-winning jockey, Sydney premiership-winning jockey, Brenton Abdullah, he'll miss most of the Flemington Carnival.
Yeah, not ideal for Brenton. Of course, he caught that four-meeting suspension on Evelina at Randwick last Saturday. He tried to appeal that, and he got one meeting shaved off that yesterday, but it's not enough to... Well, he'll ride in three Group 1s on Derby Day tomorrow, but he'll miss the following 3 days of the Flemington Carnival, Cup Day, Oaks Day, and the last day there, because that suspension starts on this Sunday and doesn't expire to the day after the Flemington Carnival ends on November 11th. So disappointing for Brenton, of course. Originally booked to ride a La Trobe in the Melbourne Cup. He'd come out and no doubt would have been still in contention for a few rides, considering he can ride at that real light weight. So disappointing news for Brenton, but he'll still be there featuring on Derby Day, riding the likes of Diplomatico, I think, in the Coolmore. And he's got a couple of other rides there in Group 1 too.
Kingswell Dream, some good news, mate.
Yeah, good news here. You know, Kingswell Dream, there was some fears really for this horse's health and whether he would survive early in the week after, you know, that pelvic fracture and ruptured blood vessel. But Brad Spicer, the managing part owner there, reporting yesterday on social media that, well, fortunately, first of all, that blood vessel clotted earlier in the week, and then scans came through. The results yesterday revealed he's got a mildly displaced fracture that should heal with time, and it looks to be out of the woods as far as survival goes. In terms of a racing comeback, it's going to be at least 12 months minimum, but who knows, he might be able to even get back to the track one day. So that's great news. The whole racing community was holding their breath and keeping their fingers crossed for Kingswell Dream, and just good to hear that it sounds like he's going to make that recovery, and who knows, we'd love to see him back one day at the race if we can.
Yeah, that's great. That is great news, Brad. Now, before I get your tips here tomorrow at Flemington, they're racing at Rose Hill. What have you got for us there?
Yeah, Rose Hill, the two best for me. Race 3, number 1, Handle the Truth. Look, he was 460. They're tightening him right up to 370, which I'm a bit disappointed about. I think we'll get a little bit better come that Tab Early Bird special, but also maybe on race day, might get back out to $4 plus. I would want $4 plus to play there. I'm also specking number 9, Chapeau's, in that race at $26. I think it's worth just a little each way nibble, but race 3, number 1, Handle the Truth, the main play there with something small on 9, Chapeau's. And race 9, number 8, Fierce Impact, the other best bet there, coming out of Group 1 company, back to benchmark grade here, third up. Looks well suited. Just a lack of speed in the race, the only concern, but hopefully he can hold a position midfield from the better gate and finish over the top of him. Mahalunga, the clear danger there. It looks a dead set race into, and I'm happy just to take those two in the quaddy in the last leg there at Rose Hill. And the best value for me, I thought Paul Joyce was his horse, his best value last night on full mine as well. So good to know Joyce is on the same page. Race 8, number 1, Royal Tudor, $17, $4 a place. I think he run really well, this horse. His recent trial was super. He jumped on the bunny, and I think, you know, he's a horse that normally gets back in his races, but I like the fact he had his mind on the job in that trial, because I think from the good gate, he can settle midfield here, and he's got a really good turn of foot on his day. I love his, you know, his first up record only says 7 starts, but for two wins first up. But go back and watch his first up run in January. It was at Randwick. He got beaten about a length and a half by Means, but should have won by about a length and a half. He had no luck whatsoever. Held up the entire straight and clearly should have won the race. So I know he carries his weight. He's got 59, but I think he'll run a terrific race there. Race 8, number 1, Royal Tudor, the best roughie of the day at $17 at Rose Hill.
One for Flemington.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, I obviously spend most of my time on Rose Hill, so I'll, you know, I'll keep in my own backyard there and not play out of my lane too much. But Flemington, race 2, number 2, very elegant. You know, she's at even money, but she won well at Caulfield. They put the speed on for her the other day, but I think going to Flemington now, she's going to appreciate those big spaces, and she looks the deserved Oaks favourite, and hopefully she can win the Wakeful and go on and win the big one on Thursday as well. She looked the best there, race 2, number 2, very elegant.
Good on you, mate. Go and enjoy the weekend.
Thanks. Good luck to all the punters. Hope you enjoy Derby Day. Christmas for us racing fans. Enjoy the 4-day Flemington Carnival.